101.1 away, Cincinnati's number one for hip-hop and R&B, home of the Russ Farr Morning Show. Miss Ebony J in the building, holding it down with you on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, live on WizNation.com. And today, we're going to do something different, something a little special, just due to the circumstances of what's going on. Now, we've been talking about Sorority Sisters, the TV show. Has been a lot of backlash on social media going on about it. And recently, the members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and Incorporated were all expelled from the organization. So I felt that it was only right that I spoke with a cast member from Sorority Sisters and a cast member who actually experienced the expulsion. So in the studio right now, we have Miss Shannon McCormick. How are you, Queen?
Good, how are you?
I'm blessed, enjoying the sun. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. No complaints here. Just want to talk with you a little bit. Tell the people a little bit about who Miss Shannon McCormick is.
Well, my name is Shannon McCormick. I am 27 years old. I'm really into health and fitness. I also sing. I was a member on the show Sorority Sisters. It was on VH1. I am just got done eating breakfast. I'm here in Nashville. I'm actually visiting my brother, and so it's going to be a great day today. I'm excited, and yeah, I'm just thankful to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you. So glad that you're alive and well. You said you're over there eating breakfast. What you eating on?
We had it was like a little omelet thing we had at this spot here in Nashville. It was really good. My brother, he always takes me to some really cool places when I come to visit. So yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to me about your experience on Sorority Sisters, the television show.
Well, you know, I loved the experience. I thought it was really fun. And, you know, honestly, it was just like real life. Because in real life, we have ups and we have downs. You know, you cry in real life, you get angry, you laugh, you know. And, I mean, it was a great experience for me. You know, what it did for me is that it took things, you know, in my life that maybe I normally would just let pass and slide by me, and it made me deal with those issues, you know, because it's a whole different ballgame when you have 5 and 6 cameras in your face. You know, you think you're going to act one way or this or that, but you really don't know until you get in that situation. So what it did for me is, honestly, it made me a more confident and assertive person, you know. I love the experience. I love the production company. I love VH1. It's a great network. Like I said before, I'm so thankful for the opportunity. And, you know, that's just how I feel about it. It was a great experience for me.
So you love the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, I see a lot really happened on the show, and it seemed to me like some of the girls were, like, coming from you, or they didn't like you for their own individual reasons. I'm not going to lie, though. You were the more calm one out of all of their personalities. But the show was really, really different. You know, I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Okay.
So I felt that they were really acting out of character. I felt the organizations was really misrepresented.
Well, you know, the thing is that another thing this process taught me was I am responsible for my behavior. You know, I'm responsible for my reactions, and I own those things. I don't know if you saw the last episode, but I did throw a glass of wine at April.
What?
And I did apologize to her for that. It was just the heat of the moment, you know, and unfortunately, I let myself get out of character. And what I learned from that is to never give anyone your power, because whenever you give someone your power like that, then you stoop down to that level, and, you know, and why do that, you know? And so I learned from that, and never again, you know, will I allow anyone to take, I will never give my power away like that before, excuse me.
I go to schools, and I talk to the kids about that all the time, and that is the main thing I always preach. You have the power to control the situation. You only have the power to control you, and like you said, you gave your power away. And you will never let that happen again because you didn't feel comfortable. It wasn't who you were.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, one thing about me is that I am a very, very positive person. I try to be as grateful as possible because the funny thing is that, you know, with on social media and stuff, there's so many people heckling and, you know, coming on my page and all this stuff. Really, it amazes me how people think that it's like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be sitting around crying or whatever. I really don't know. But for me, you know, everyone has a story. You know, I've been through a lot in my life, as I'm sure you have, you know. And mm-hmm. so it's like, if I can survive my childhood and what I've been through and just a slew of other things, you know, this is nothing. You know, people's opinions of me do not have to become my reality. So people can sit there and talk because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep being Shanna, you know.
You have to be like that, Shanna. You really do.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, too, is that, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, basically asking me, well, was it worth it? And, you know, you're telling me how much of a disgrace I am and everything. And I don't know if they're trying to get me to regret my decision or anything, but I don't. I don't. I do not. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity. It was a great experience. I do not have any regrets about anything I've ever done in life.
And that was going to be one of my questions. I really feel like, you know, social media is off the chain these days.
Oh, yes,
and I'm
ma'am.
Like, I wonder, does she regret even agreeing to do this show?
No, I don't. I really do not. I don't.
Okay, so with that being said, what are your thoughts on the social backlash from the show?
You know, I believe that walking into something like this, you can't be naive and act like everything's going to be hunky-dory and everyone's going to agree with you. Because, you know, the thing is that no matter what you do in life, people will always have something to say. You know, so that has been my mentality from day one, because people are going to have their opinions. You know, I know who I am. You know, I'm proud of who I am. And like I said, I don't regret my decision being on the show. So I just take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving, you yeah. know. But you know what is very unfortunate is seeing some of the downright ignorance, you know. Like I said on the dialogue show, you know, you can disagree with the show, but, you know, you threatening my life and, you know, and then the racial ignorance, you know, because, you know, I'm not black and, you know, I was a cast member on the show and everything. You know, it's very interesting to see certain comments. It's like, wow, we have a long ways to go in America. Our racial tension is just, we're not there yet.
Yeah. One day I believe we will be, maybe. In Jesus' name.
Hopefully.
For real. Now, what are your feelings on the represented sororities on the show and their decision as a result of the individuals that participated?
Well, I don't know if you know by now, but Delta has expelled all five of us, previous Deltas, former Deltas, as of Founders Day, January 13th. I just found out yesterday, and, you know, I had a conversation with Delta prior to the dialogue show, and I told Delta whatever decision that they make, I respect their decision, yeah. you know, because they have a right to protect the image of the fraternities and the sororities, sororities, I guess, you know, and so I respect their decision, and it is what it is, you know, and I wish the sisterhood the best, you know, I met Delta at the foot of service when I was founding my organization on my campus and my undergraduate.
Okay.
You know, I have done a lot of work in HIV and AIDS, and I've, you know, pretty much anything I've done in regards to community service and even my health, my weight loss journey, I've, you know, Delta inspired me to get myself together and, you know, to preserve my health and stuff. So I respect the decision of Delta Sigma Theta. I have no ill feelings towards Delta Sigma Theta. And nor do I have ill feelings towards those Deltas on social media who, you know, heckle at me. I have no ill feelings, because the thing is, there's a difference between the ideals and principles of the organization
yeah.
and the people in the organization. You know what I'm saying?
Speak.
So I you try know, to. I know. The thing is that who I am as a person allow me to be a member of Delta, you know, and Delta decided to expel me and strip away my membership, and that's okay. That's okay. I have, like I said, no ill feelings.
Now, how has your experience been over the years with you being a Caucasian in a historically African-American sorority?
You know, it's been very interesting, but I do want to point out the fact that the race issue in my life has been an issue before Delta.
Okay.
I grew up in a very small southern town, Altus, Arkansas, and I'm very thankful that my family never taught me to hate someone based on their skin color. no, they didn't sit me down and tell me about racial differences. But one thing they didn't do is say you cannot be friends with them because they're black and you're white, you know?
Yeah.
And all I knew growing up was my daddy's Mexican, my grandma's Mexican, my grandma makes the best tortillas, and that's that, you know?
Yeah.
And so, fortunately and unfortunately, I was very ignorant to the race issue until the ninth grade, and these two boys in my class called me an N-word lover. And I had never heard that word before. So I just want to say that, is that the race issue was an issue in my life before Delta, because I've always been ostracized for having friends who are black. And then it's so funny, you know, I've never fit in anywhere because, like, of course I'm not black, so it's like, what are you doing here? You know, you're not one of us. And then I don't fit in on the Hispanic side because, you know, the only person I grew up around was my grandmother. And then, my interest in stuff, like my music, I love soulful music and stuff. And so, I don't know, I've just always, it's been a very peculiar situation. I knew going into Delta that it would be an issue for some. Don't get me wrong, I have experienced a lot of what I perceive to be ignorant and hateful comments from Deltas, even before the show, you know. I've experienced and heard a lot of things about me, just being like, where'd you get that shirt from? And, you know, do you know Deltas are for real, and, you know, why that white girl want to be a Delta and stuff. And so it's just, it's been interesting, you know?
I bet. I mean, conversation, lifestyle, everything is totally different. I heard you lost about 70 pounds, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tell listeners how you achieved that goal and what made you choose to execute such accomplishment.
You know, actually, when I crossed over into Delta, I weighed around, I think it was like 205 to 215, somewhere in that range. And I said, you know, I really want to be the best me that I can be. And obesity is on both sides of my family. And then when you grow up in the South, you know, I grew up in a family where you eat whatever's in front of you. And, you know, and plus my grandma's Mexican, so growing up eating her tortillas didn't help either,
yeah.
You know. And so I just said, I see that the health-related issues that come along with obesity, and I said, you know what? We should not be, as we get older, we should not be fat, sick, and nearly dead. You know, we're supposed to be healthy and love and enjoy life while we're here. So for me, and I had lost weight before, but I gained it all back, I said, this has to be a lifestyle change. So it took me 3 years to lose the 70 pounds. I started going to the gym regularly. Then all I drink now is water and fresh pressed juice. I'm real into juicing.
Wow.
It's a process. It's a journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Just like success, even just right now, this is a new beginning, a new journey. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to give yourself time. You can't look at what you don't have or what I can't eat. You need to look at, oh, I'm going to feed my body these nutritious foods because I love myself and I want to live a long, healthy life. So it's all about perspective, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, I just wanted to live a healthier life, and a lot of it is disease prevention, being proactive rather than being reactive.
Yeah. Ooh, that is so... My hat off to you, Mama. You said you're juicing, and girl, that stuff ain't no joke. It really takes discipline. It really takes a lot of discipline.
And, you know, and this is the thing, too. People ask me, what do you do? What did you do? Or whatever. There's no magic pill. If you're looking for the easy way, it doesn't exist. It does not exist. I wish America, because see, now I work, I actually work three jobs, and they're all surrounded around health. And it's funny because people will come into the job that I work at. It's called Nutrition House. It's a wellness shop. We sell vitamins and supplements, and my boss is a naturopathic doctor. People will come in, they're like, I need a pill to help me lose weight. And I'm like, you're setting yourself up for failure simply because there is not a magical pill. It's called hard work, determination. You got to educate yourself, and you have to be willing to unlearn everything you thought you knew about proper nutrition.
Wow.
That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Education is very important.
Yeah.
Now, you said you sing, too. Now, are you working on a music career or anything like that?
You know, No, not per se, but if that's what the Lord has for me, then, hey, if it happens, it happens.
You're open to the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You know, honestly, ever since I was a little girl, I always said, you know, I want to sing, and that's what I love to sing. You know, I really do. So, you know, we'll see what God has in store for me. I don't know. He knows.
Well, I can't wait to see what's next for you, Shauna. Can you tell the listeners where they can follow you and learn more information about you?
Oh, yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shanna DMC, S-H-A-N-N-A-D-M-C. My website is www.shannamccormick.com. And please be patient because I'm working on adding more stuff to my website daily. I just got a lot going on right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go check it out, Mama, and I'm going to follow her. Y'all better follow her, too. Before we go, can you please tell us your favorite quote and what keeps you motivated and keeps you going?
My favorite quote. So I have a lot of favorite quotes. I watch a lot of inspirational videos on YouTube. But one of my favorite quotes is by Les Brown.
Okay.
And he says, you know, when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
So, yeah.
I like that. I mean, I can fall all I want, but long as I'm looking up, I'm going to get back up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Shanna. I appreciate you coming and talk to me.
Thank you. Yeah, and I really appreciate it. You know, I look forward to seeing what comes of this, and I just thank you for the opportunity to be on the show today, okay?
No problem. We enjoy having you come by and keeping it real. The Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively right here on WizNation.com.